Welcome into this week's edition of the Recruiting Breakdown. My name is Jerry Hamilton, joined as always by CJ Vogel. CJ, it's a busy month. June's going to be a busy month. These eyes are going to look like they're not getting a lot of sleep midweek in June, mid part of June. It's a busy week coming, but here it is. Texas officially starts official visit month this week. Seven official visitors are scheduled to be in Austin June 7th through 9th. Last weekend, Texas, that was dedicated to the elite camp and the underclassmen. A lot of schools had big-time prospects on campus. Georgia, LSU, some of those programs, USC, like to get going right out of the gate. Steve Sarkisian plays the longer, later game in June recruiting. So we're going to talk about a lot of that today. The Texas official visit weekend, D-line recruiting, wide receiver recruiting, and maybe where some targets will be this weekend. Who's having big weekends around the country of note? But CJ, first, we're going to start with a defensive line recruiting update. First thing first, two guys coming in June 7th through 9th, Josiah Sharma and Myron Charles. Coast to coast is covered. Port Charlotte, west coast of Florida, Northern California is covered here. And the reason Texas, I think, moved Myron Charles from 14th, 16th to 7th and 9th is they didn't want four defensive linemen on an official visit next weekend where Kenny Baker's time is spread. And also Jeff Banks is part of this recruitment. So Jeff Banks only has Caleb Edwards in this weekend. So that gives him more time to be part of the Myron Charles recruitment, which he is. But D-line this week, CJ, is going to be big this weekend for the Longhorns. Two of the top five targets on the board coming in. After CJ talks about that, we're going to get into Brandon Brown, Zion Williams, some of those other guys.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a big weekend, not only for Texas, but, you know, kind of combating what kind of momentum LSU is kind of generating right now. This is going to be big to start off the official visit weekend with Myron Charles, with Josiah Sharma, who Texas is in a good spot with, them in Alabama. For Sharma, the West Coast kid, getting him on campus is going to be big. He visited again earlier in the spring, had a good time. It was he and his high school coach coming in. Now getting the family in town, Jerry, and kind of allowing them to spend that weekend in Austin is going to be big time. Of course, I'm a big fan of his. I think you are as well, about 6'4", 320, 325. This is a guy that you can play over the ball, move him out to a three tech. But these are the anchors that you're looking for in terms of your high school defensive line recruiting. That's going to be interesting. Again, what kind of pull can you have early on in the month of June? We know Texas likes to be active the last, June 14th, June 21st weekends. We've seen that the last couple of years. Now with, Kenny Baker having that opportunity to kind of space out some of these recruitments, some of these official visitors coming in, it's going to free him up to spend more time, more one-on-one time with them. It's going to be big time to see what kind of influence and impact he can make on these recruitments this weekend moving forward. And then again, June 14th and 21st.
And on Josiah Sharma, to add to that, this is Texas-Alabama. Oregon may get the visit, but it's Texas-Alabama. That's where this decision is going to come from. Texas, what they're fighting there is Kalen DeBoer. They prioritized him early at Washington. He was committed to Washington. Then DeBoer went to Alabama. He's been on campus three times since. And now Washington's in the fight too, but on the peripheral. It just feels like, unless Oregon or Washington makes a big move, it feels like a Texas-Alabama decision. A little bit more on Sharma. Obviously, he lived in Arlington two or three years there growing up. I think fourth, fifth grade in that area code. Mom's originally from California. But look, it's not out of question they moved back to Arlington. Family still in that area. Does that mean he goes to Texas? It does not. Texas is still working. They got a good shot, legitimate shot. They're still working from behind a little bit with Alabama heading this visit. But the interesting thing there is visits Texas this week, and it'll be spaced out 2 weeks before that Alabama visit on June 21st through 23rd. On Myron Charles, the competition's FSU. He was at Florida last weekend. Miami also gets an OV. But this, when I was by Port Charlotte, man, it felt like FSU, Texas. And I'm not wanting to count out Miami. They got a strong NIL push ability. Florida, I don't know about that one. But I think Texas, FSU are the top two right now. And Florida State's been long thought to be the team to beat for Myron Charles. So the question there at the end of the day is when you're looking at visits, four official visits locked in, Florida, Miami, Florida State, and Texas, is he actually going to leave the state at the end of the day? That's going to be the big question with Myron Charles recruitment. Before I talk about Brandon Brown, Zion Williams, and CJ and I get into D-line recruiting, and then into wide receiver recruiting, which is also on the tip of the tongue of Texas fans. I want to take a second for our sponsor, our great sponsor of the recruiting breakdown. That is Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. Thank you so much for your continued support. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects all of it? Here's some great news. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. That's everything from your home, your car and boat, to your motorcycle, your RV, and even your ATV if you have one of those. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. Call his office today, 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? You'll be in great hands with the over 35 years of experience Texas alum Mark Saunders brings to the table. Give him a call at 512-218-8571, as so many other On Texas football fans have done in the last few months. Give Mark Saunders a call. Again, 512-218-8571. All right, CJ, Brandon Brown, you know, look, coming off, and Zion Williams coming off those LSU visits. You talked about the visit highs. Look, we need a recruiting bingo card for this month. We might need to make one of those, break it out. But, you know, you're going to hear the same things, blown away, improve their position, silent commitment. You're going to hear that coming out of Texas official visits. I'm not saying anything negative on LSU. It's that season. Ohio State, hey, man, we made up ground on Texas on Ohio on DeCorian Moore, right? LSU, we made up ground on Texas on Jamie. That's what's going to come out of all these visits. But the thing for fans to remember, it's the first visit. And if these guys continue on with the visit process, look, Texas had silent commitments last year that didn't signing with Texas. I mean, it happens, right? But Brandon Brown, the longstanding relationship with Bo Davis. Bo Davis believed in Brandon Brown when others did not, so to speak, because some people question his height. Which to me is asinine, but some people question his height. Bo Davis believed in him, and that stuck with Brandon Brown and his family. They had a great visit to Baton Rouge last weekend. There were some rumors, hey, is he going to commit, shut it down? The picks started coming in. Now he's still going on with the visit process. He talked with Steve Sarkisian and Kenny Baker last night. That was Brandon. That was his mom. And that was his older brother. And the key coming up, he has Tennessee this weekend. The key coming up after that, though, that Texas visit, his older brother's scheduled to make that trip. It was just Brandon and the mom in March. The older brother's a key part of this recruitment as well. He's scheduled to be in Austin June 14th through 16th. Then you have Miami that last weekend, which will muddy the water for everybody a little bit. The clear blue water at South Beach will be muddied for everybody else that weekend. And then there's Zion Williams, CJ, getting announced July 4th, coming off a – look, LSU was one, Texas was two. He said it publicly going into the visit, and it remains that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Some fireworks coming out of East Texas on July 4th. Of course, there will be plenty more as we get deeper into the month of June. But a lot of Bo Davis talk here, right? Yeah. You know, you talked about it with Brandon Brown earlier, kind of taking that chance and rolling the dice on him early when a lot of schools weren't and a lot of coaches weren't necessarily as high on him as earlier. Bo Davis was. And, again, we talked to Zion Williams after his visit. In Austin, he said, yeah, I love Texas. I love what they provide. I love the educational aspect of it. But at the same time, I have to remember, I have a great relationship with Bo Davis. And that's going to play a large part in my recruitment because I want to go to a place where my, you know, relationship with my position coach means something. And right now, it certainly feels like that relationship is starting to take center fold for Zion Williams. Of course, Texas will have the opportunity get him back on campus. And again, for Texas, it is very important to have later visits. And for Zion, they will have the last visit of this official visit month for him going into that commitment date, July 4th. He will have about 2 weeks to sit back and reflect on his time in Austin, the time it took with Kenny Baker and Steve Sarkisian. So if there is an opportunity right there to get back up in front, it's going to be that June 21st weekend. They'll then have that opportunity to maximize and carry that over into the month of July. For Brandon Brown specifically, it's all about maintaining what's been going on in the recruitment right now. It's, hey, you're committed to Texas. You see the vision. I know the last time he was in Austin, the big thing he wanted to see was the stadium. See the facilities, see the locker room. If they're able to show that a little bit more, maybe go see the rest of campus and what Austin can provide, which they will. Texas will have an opportunity to retain that. Of course, fighting over Bo Davis is going to be difficult. I know a lot of Texas fans are listening to this saying, oh, now he's recruiting, huh? Well, yeah, it's going to be tough. Bo Davis is going to be a thorn in your side moving forward at LSU, that's for sure.
Yeah, and especially those kids you've had, look, two-year relationships with. I mean, those are long recruiting relationships, and that matters. That keeps your foot in the door in these recruitments. We'll see where they go. The other thing was on, there's another relationship of note. I mean, his girlfriend's going to go to LSU. So there is that one. I don't think that would be a determining factor. If Zion went to LSU, I don't think that's actually why. People will throw their hands up and say that's why. I don't think that'd be why. Number one. The other interesting thing is Texas is looking at a 3 or 4 man high school class on D-line. LSU could be looking as many as 5 or 6. So is that eventually going to play into this at all if you sign that many defensive linemen, take commitments from that many defensive linemen? We'll see. I don't think it'll go that high, but 4 or 5. Some people I think have mentioned 6. I don't think it goes high. Maybe 4 or 5, but does an extra spot or 2 matter? I mean, I don't know. It's not saying kids run from competition, but situations can appear better at other schools in those scenarios. So we'll see what happens. Another D lineman worth mentioning, Kevin Wynn, 4-star out of Greensboro, Georgia. Greene County was at Georgia last weekend. He's got South Carolina this weekend. And for those people saying, South Carolina, nah, they're very much in it. They've done a great job with culinary. He wants to be a chef with culinary. That's big for Kevin Wynn, and they've done a great job with that. I think FSU's been the leader. They get the last visit June 21st through 23rd. Oh, so Myron Charles, Kevin Wynn. I mean, Kenny Baker may want to be there instead of Austin. But so there, he'll be in FSU that last weekend in Texas, June 14th through 16th with Kevin Wynn. That'll be the first time he's been on campus in Austin. It's going to appear really big to a guy from Greensboro, Georgia. And that's going to be the question. Athens, smaller college town. Tallahassee, nice size city, not Austin. South Carolina, Columbia, not Austin. Is Austin going to be, whoa, is it going to be overwhelm you if you've never been there before? That the Texas will put on a good show, but the question is it going to overwhelm him since he's never been before, him and his family? We'll find out there. DJ Sanders also in the mix there at D-line. And I'll throw another one, Chase Sims from Richmond Randall High there in Southwest Houston. I think Texas may eventually set him up for an official visit. We'll see if that comes to pass, but watch out. Remember that name. We've brought it up on Texas Football and .com a lot. Chase Sims, Richmond Randall, also will be at Texas Tech, LSU, and possibly A&M. He's already visited SMU. I think TCU's in the mix there as well. All right, CJ, let's move on to wide receiver recruiting because this class is all about, you know, it's like when Roy Williams and Sloan Thomas and B.J. Johnson came out, this was before your time, but it was the big three. That's what everybody called them in recruiting. They took on a life of their own, right? And B.J. Johnson was actually the most highly ranked of those guys. Then it was Roy. Then it was Sloan. But, again, kind of a big three is taking on a life of its own with Texas fans because of early rankings in this process. DeCorian Moore, obviously, top 10 player in the country. Then you have Jamie French, who I believe is, you know, very, very talented, top 35, top guy in the country. Then you have Kalik Lockett, which is ranked 5-star by some service. I think he's probably top 45, top 40 guy in the country. Those guys, because they're all ranked 5-stars right now, have taken on a life of their own. And DeCorian was at Ohio State last weekend. And then French and Lockett kind of met in the middle. They went to LSU last weekend. Those three guys are on the tip of Texas fans' tongues. This weekend, DeCorian Moore will be at LSU, which when he decommitted from LSU, they didn't think they'd get a visit because he had OT7 nationals this weekend. But the recruiting process finally took more importance, and he's going to LSU this weekend, Texas on the 14th, Oregon on the 21st. Kalik Lockett will be at A&M or USC this A&M this weekend. And Jamie French will be at Miami this weekend. So there you go. They're all continuing to visit their places. Kelshon Johnson, by the way, probably that fourth wide receiver we're really looking at, will be at A&M this weekend. So, CJ, gird up your loins for Texas fans. These are big boy recruitments at D-line and wide receiver.
Yeah, what's going to be really interesting is how serious these guys are about potentially playing together, right? When they visited Texas April 6th, there was DeCorian Moore, Jamie French, Kalik Lockett, and Kelshon Johnson sitting around the table with KJ Lacy during their time in Austin saying, yeah, this is probably a great place for all of us to get the rock, right? We know that Texas just put 3 wide receivers into the NFL. We know that this is a fun offense. We know that they put up points and yards for wide receivers. We could certainly envision it. And KJ Lacy sitting around that table saying, yes, please, come join me in Austin. But how realistic is that, right? You know, you don't often see 3-5 stars or potentially 4, you know, joining one class at the same position. That's a very rare thing, right? Especially at wide receiver, where wide receivers want the football. I know that DeCorian Moore at Ohio State this past weekend, probably going out to his own, doing his own trip, right? Jamie French and Khalid Lockett down at LSU, they've had that existing relationship before, and they're probably looking around at LSU saying, could we play here? Now is the conversation's carrying over. So for Texas, going to be very important again later on this cycle when they get them on campus for their visits in June to say, this is the split. This is where you want to be. We've got the highest flying offense. We've got guys in the league, and we've got a good quarterback, Arch Manning, now KJ Lacy and Trey Owens, down the road for you to come in and be able to get the rock. That's going to be really important for Texas to be able to kind of recruit over what LSU and Ohio State have been able to offer. Because again, Texas is in a good position for DeCorian Moore. They're in a good spot for Jamie French. Khalid Lockett has been mentioned around Texas for a number of times as well. It'll be interesting. Of course, some other names of note as well. Andrew Marsh, Dalen McCutcheon, they will both be at USC. They're expected to come into Texas later on this month as well. And then Kelshon Johnson, as you mentioned, and Kalik going to Texas A&M. Busy months all the way around. Texas receiver recruiting really going to get started that June 14th through 16th weekend.
And Marcus Harris from Modern Day, obviously in the picture as well. He'll be at Tennessee this weekend, or scheduled to be at Tennessee this weekend. So, again, to recap, DeCorian Moore has been to Ohio State. He's going to LSU this weekend. Khalid Lockett was at LSU. He's at A&M this weekend. Then you have Jamie French, who was at LSU last weekend. He's going to Miami. Marcus Harris will be at Tennessee. Kelshon Johnson will be at A&M. Andrew Marsh and Dalen McCutcheon will be at USC. So that those are your receivers, where they're at on the road. Texas also likes Emmanuel Choice for Lancaster. Nothing's been set up there. He's visiting A&M this weekend, Oklahoma, June 21st through 23rd. If there was a latecomer at the wide receiver position, it could be Emmanuel Choice, but we'll see on that. Nothing's developed yet. So, again, DeCorian Moore, Ohio State last weekend, LSU this weekend, Khalid Lockett, LSU last weekend, A&M this weekend, Jamie French, LSU last weekend, Miami this weekend, then Kelshon Johnson will be at A&M, Marcus Harris, Tennessee, two guys at USC. All right, CJ, that's we covered D-line and we've covered wide receivers. Now let's talk a little bit about the visits this weekend. 7 official visitors coming into Texas this weekend. That is Caleb Edwards, the tight end out of El Dorado Hills in California. That is Dorian Brew, the corner out of Conroe. Caleb Chester, the corner out of Marshall. Josiah Sharma, who we mentioned, the D lineman out of Folsom, California. Myron Charles, the D lineman out of Port Charlotte. One guy I want to talk about specifically is Michael Terry, the third out of Alamo Heights, a guy you went and saw in the spring. Really, he visited Oregon, he's visited Nebraska, but man, everything we're hearing is Texas or Texas A&M at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. I know dating back a couple months is the big question with Michael Terry is what position will he be best suited at? Where is he being recruited at to play on the field? And if it's wide receiver, what does Texas kind of view him as? And I think that's going to be a big part of this weekend and then moving forward into the month of June for him on his official visits is just hearing from schools where they picture him at the next level. He wants to be a wide receiver. You look at the tape, you see him at running back, you see him at quarterback, you see him at wide receiver, and then you see him play some defense, which might actually be where he is best suited for at the next level. I think he's a guy that will be able to carry 235, 245 pounds. Of course, he's probably around 215 at the moment, running 10.7. So big body that can fly, great athleticism, and above anything else, he's a great athlete, great football player. So it's certainly worth the conversation if you're Texas to sit around and say, yeah, we don't know quite yet where you're best suited, but we're going to find a place for you here as well. The cornerbacks are going to be really interesting as well. Dorian Brew and Caleb Chester coming in. Dorian Brew, a guy Texas early on in the cycle, it looked like it was going to be Ohio State's to lose. Now that door's opened up again, and that's been the result of Texas having a great unofficial visit earlier in the spring and now getting him on campus again early for an official visit here. Texas is made up some really impressive ground in this one. And then Caleb Chester, to me, Jerry, if there is one guy, and we've talked about this in the past, if there's one guy of this group coming in that Texas could certainly make big-time moves for and potentially see some you know, movement towards a decision, it would be Caleb Chester after this weekend. Not saying anything's imminent, but of this list coming in, he makes the most sense for a potential movement in their recruitment following this weekend specifically.
And the interesting thing with Michael Terry, the other thing is the receiver coaches at A&M and Texas are a big part of his recruitment. All he wants is a chance, though, from talking to somebody. He just wants a chance at receiver. He's already 6'2 and a half, 217, 218. Going to be 230 plus. It's going to be an outside rush linebacker or a tight end, Amari Nyblack type of tight end for him. But the receiver coaches are very crucial in the recruitment because that's who he wants to talk to. And those head coaches are telling him, athlete, we'll give you a shot at it. We like you. If we could see you playing four different spots. So it's kind of some wiggle going on in this recruitment. And it's really going to come down to what the dad and Michael and the mom's part of the recruitment, but the dad and Michael really think is the best situation for him long term will be the key there. The final official visitor, Javion Hilson out of Coco, edge prospect, top 50 type, 75 type kid in the country, committed to Florida State. A guy Texas went and saw in May. They've been in contact with him loosely for a while. Actually began his high school career at O'Galley High as a teammate of Brandon Brown, then transferred over to Coco. Which in Florida, those guys, you know, they transfer all the time. So he's over at Coco High. He visited Florida last weekend. He's got Texas this weekend. And he's got UCF. And he's got Florida State that last weekend. Again, a lot of Texas targets will be at FSU June 21st through 23rd at edge and on the D-line. But, look, I think this is a total wild card. He hasn't been to Austin. A couple of his teammates, either 7-on-7 or at Coco, Javon Boggs, the wide receiver, he went to Texas, got an uncommittable offer in March, but came back, said good things. Another reason, you know, you bring in Hilson the same weekend, bring in Myron Charles earlier, is, you know, those a couple of those Florida guys, right? You get those guys on campus together. And so Javion Hilson will be on campus this weekend. He's the seventh and final official visitor. Total wild card, probably long shots, never been to campus before. But good on Texas for getting these kids on campus and taking a swing, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what kid might find his fit at Texas, what fit Texas and Steve Sarkisian might find with a kid that changes the board in recruiting this month. So Javion Hilson is the seventh and final official visitor. We're going to talk a little bit about 2026 quarterback recruiting decline to close it out after I take another second for Mark Saunders and the sponsor of the recruiting breakdown. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects it all? Here's some great news, Texas fans. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff, all of it, everything from your home, your car and boat, to your motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571. Are you in good hands? You'll be in great hands with Texas alum Mark Saunders. Give him a call today, 512-218-8571. All right, CJ, we've talked a little bit about 26 quarterback recruiting. And real quick on that, Diabel, FSU this weekend, Ohio State the 11th, LSU 12th, 13th. Diabel is the top target for Texas. We think a decision will come mid to late June. Troy Hune will visit Auburn, Clemson, Michigan, Penn State this month. Probably number two on the Texas board. We'll see. I think Diabel makes a decision before Troy Hune does. So we'll see how that impacts it. But big weekends around the country, CJ. I know A&M, you've been on top of that, has a number of Texas targets on campus this weekend in College Station. Why Oklahoma doesn't really have a big weekend, Texas A&M does, USC does.
Yeah, A&M's having perhaps their big weekend, right? They have their five-star quarterbacks. You saw Longstreet coming in. And so they want to surround him with potential weapons they're hoping to add to the group as well. And that's starting with five-star offensive lineman Michael Fasusi. Ty Haywood will be on campus as well. He's out of Denton Ryan. Someone Texas really hasn't poked around with too much. I'm looking at Alabama, LSU as the two big front runners in that one. Of course, A&M trying to keep him home. But Kalik Lockett, Keyshawn Johnson, and they're going to pair up Lincoln Cure, a name that Texas brought in earlier with his 7-on-7 team for an unofficial spring visit. Again, Texas looking around at Nick Townsend, Keyshawn Armstrong, and, of course, Caleb Edwards. So Lincoln Cure not necessarily on the big board right now, but A&M's doing what they can to maximize early in this spring, in this summer official visit week. And then, of course, USC having perhaps their big official visit weekend as well. Headlined by Julian Lewis, the five-star quarterback. He will be on campus for Lincoln Riley. And again, I mentioned earlier, that'll be Daylon McCutcheon, that'll be Andrew Marsh, but also Nick Brooks, offensive tackle prospect Texas has been involved with as well. Malik Autry, the Auburn commit on the defensive side of the ball. So they're making moves there as well on the West Coast. Again, they'll always be active in the state of Texas due to Lincoln Riley and that staff's connections to the state during their time at Oklahoma. How active will they be? Will they be big-time players? Well, we'll have to see following this official visit again, because Julian Lewis coming in, and again, Houston Longstreet, these guys, A&M and USC, both making this first visit weekend count in the month of June.
Yeah, Julian Lewis at USC is interesting because Auburn's making a big push there. And why do I mention that? If Auburn happened to flip Julian Lewis, then KJ Lacy, Auburn's pursuit of KJ Lacy would end. But USC's been in contact with KJ Lacy as well in the event Julian Lewis does flip to Auburn or playing the recruiting games, right? All right, Auburn, you're recruiting KJ Lacy, you're recruiting Julian Lewis. How about we recruit the same guys? You know, so it's kind of, those are the fun recruiting games that are played in A&M. They're hoping to get – look, they're going to sign a 6- or 7-man offensive line class, and they got to have it. So they got 3 tackles for 2 spots, Fasusi, Lamont Rogers, and Ty Haywood, right? Texas wants Fasusi badly, is bringing in Lamont Rogers next weekend. So that's going to be interesting, kind of the juggling of the offensive line. We saw when Jackson Christian, followed by the Coleman, committed to Texas – and Texas said, Tyler Thomas, we don't have a visit. We don't have a spot for you anymore. Tyler Thomas immediately and smartly committed to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So now next is the tackle spots. What's going to happen there with those 3 guys? Now, A&M has competition for Ty Haywood. But CJ, I just think it's going to come down to Texas and Texas A&M, not discounting Bill Biedenbaugh in Oklahoma. They're in it, but I just think maybe if it comes down to 2, that's who it's going to be. Lamont Rogers, watch out for Missouri. With Lamont Rogers, him and Fasusi were up there last weekend. But can Missouri actually beat out A&M at the end of the day for him? Academics, very important to that mom. She was really impressed with Texas, and they'll be back on campus next weekend. All right, that'll do it for this week's recruiting breakdown. We have a live stream tonight, CJ. I believe you're on that one tonight with Rod Babers and Aaron Hogan tonight.
Yep.
Is that correct? So we'll have more recruiting news as it comes to us this week. Then we have the Longhorn live stream Wednesday night. We have winning drive on Thursday afternoon. CJ has you covered on those. So, again, for CJ Vogel, I'm Jerry Hamilton. Thank you very much for joining in this week's recruiting breakdown. We have much more on TexasFootball.com. Not a better time to join on TexasFootball.com. Become an OTF OG member for $39.95 annual subscription, $20 off. Come join the over 1,000 members that have become part of the club at OTF OG at OnTexasFootball.com. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.
Welcome.